Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome into the Lake Show. Not at the great Minnesota get-together. Not at the state fair. But nonetheless, on your airwaves until 9 p.m. The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. We will see if I'm at the state fair. I have not been told, and clearly people understand this. With Twins baseball and stuff that happens with regards to their schedule during the week, typically I'm not able to get out to the state fair and do a show because there's just not any show to do. Now, tonight we could have done a show, but the powers that be, Brad Lane, didn't schedule me to be out there on the opening evening. And I know that we utilize the space, too, for the Wolf and you know, music stuff and when there's concerts. So we'll see.
It's a missed opportunity to have you out there.
To be determined. We'll see how that plays out. But I don't think that tonight would have been a good night for me to be out there anyway, because I'm not in the greatest of moods. I saw a story that has me utterly frustrated and angry, quite frankly. I believe that one of the reasons why we are struggling as a nation so much right now is because in 2025, our nation lacks empathy. Beyond lacking empathy, showing compassion for people, we just have lost all common sense or thought about what actions are worthy of punishment and penalty. And I hate to go back in my day, but there used to be things in this world that young people did, mistakes that were made, bad and poor choices and decisions. And you know what happened? We admonished them. They learned the lesson. It became a teachable moment. Right? A teachable moment. But when I think about this story that had me in just furious today, is that, you know that phrase that's been often used lately, the cruelty is the point? That is what applies here. So the supermarket chain Meijer, okay, it's a Midwestern supermarket chain. They are under fire after recently released police body cam footage showed a store manager having a deli worker, a 19-year-old autistic deli worker, arrested for stealing food. Now, the worker, and the only reason why I'm mentioning the worker is because the worker's name is in the story. It's on body cam. His name is James Dennison. He is confronted by police in the manager's office, and this took place earlier this year in Seven Hills, Ohio, okay? So the situation is pretty simple. This 19-year-old, autistic deli worker, okay, who works his butt off, right, for probably very little pay. He was arrested for stealing fruit cups. You heard me. Fruit cups and portions of chicken while working at the supermarket. Now, I'm not going to say that this is 100% the case, but according to various different news reports, that he would snack on fruit cups and chicken and stuff that was going to be disposed and not used, basically almost along the lines of damn near eating out of the trash can, right? Because, of course, he didn't have a whole lot of money. Okay? So the manager doesn't say to him, hey, you can't do this the first time. He doesn't teach him or, you know, admonish him a little bit or talk him through it because he's 19-year-old and autistic and maybe doesn't grasp everything. No, what he does is he allows this young man to do this for 3 months, and the price of all of the fruit cups and chicken accumulates to $110, which I guess is the threshold. Then he calls the cops so that this kid can be arrested in his office. How embarrassing are you as a store manager to do that to an employee, to a worker, to a kid? And I don't want to hear from anybody out there that says, well, he should have took. Have a heart. Understand the situation. To me, when we say that, use that phrase, the cruelty is the point. Why would you allow this kid to do this over 3 months and not have a conversation with him? You could have easily said the first time, hey, look, you can't do this here. Because if it was me, you know what I would have done? I would have just paid for the kid's stuff. It's $110. He's clearly hungry. But this is where we're at in the world. We don't give a damn about another human being. We only care about dragging some people down when we have an opportunity to do it. By the way, let's play this. I'm going to play for you the audio of the police body cam, because this, when I saw this, I was told that I thought I sent it to you. Anyway, we can pull this up here. There's a link to it, Chris. But I guess the point is 651-461-9226. How agitated would you be? Do you think that I am in the wrong here with all of this? Because I don't think that I am. Let's see if we can play the audio here.
Hello.
Hey.
So we have James here.
Who's James?
Right here.
Okay.
He is, he works in our deli department.
Okay.
And we found out that he's just been taking, like, orders of chicken and fruit cups and stuff like that off the store.
For 110?
Yep.
All right. James, do you have anything on you need to be aware of?
Not
don't reach for it if you do.
Okay, so I have a Sharpie and a box cutter in this pocket. All I have in this pocket is my phone and my earbuds, and then in my back pocket I have my wallet.
Right. Go ahead and stand up for me.
Okay.
All right, just go ahead and put your hand in the wall for me. I'm just going to take everything out. We'll get it with you. All this stuff yours? Like the box cutter, that's not my property or anything?
That's me, my property.
I'm sorry, you can call me out of wire.
Yeah, that is.
So then I can stay here with them.
Yeah.
All right,
so we can cut it there because that's essentially it. But the bottom line is, do we honestly, is this where we're at today? 651-461-9226. Is this where we're at? That we are willing to, because this whole, the letter of the law is, you got to, the manager's wrong here. The manager is wrong here. He should not have went to this length to do this. quite frankly, I think the manager should be fired for doing this. It's almost like he preyed on the kid. He waited 3 months? What? Have a heart, man. But this is part of our problem. We can do better, but we won't do better until we actually say, you know what, I give a damn about somebody else, and we'll do better. Your thoughts, your reaction, your opinions, 651-461-9226. The Lake Show is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've been in my feelings about this situation. I felt bad for this young man, James Dennison. And I think that one of the texters, because the text line is blowing up, and I'll get to phone calls here in just 1 second, but this texture here is spot on. Even if he wasn't autistic, right, the right thing to do is teach him, help him find resources, and have some empathy. I read this article last night and was equally appalled. From the 651, Henry, you're completely in the right. The manager should have talked to the kid about it long before any of this happened. If it continued to that point, maybe you have a valid argument in the manager's favor, but that's not what happened. Let's take a phone call here. We will start with Sandy in Lakeville. How you doing, Sandy?
I'm doing pretty good, except for this story really breaks my heart. I just can't understand why our society has become so cruel.
Yep.
And we, instead of finding out what's happening in that kid's life, maybe he could find out, is he living with his parents? Is he living by himself and on food stamps, and the food stamps are no longer coming? What's going on?
All right, Sandy was kind of breaking up there. Sandy, you still there?
Is sending him to jail going to accomplish?
Nothing. And listen to this, Sandy. Listen to this. The manager claimed the theft amounted to $110 over a three-month period, which Dennison said was the cost of some of his shift lunches, which he forgot to repay. The entire video, which I saw, he remained calm. He complied throughout the entire time. He was searched. He was handcuffed. He told the officer that he lives locally and he walks to work every day. I mean, just every element of this story just really ticks me off, because we can do better. We can be better. We should be able to help out people. And you know what? There are certain times in life, and I get it, like, by the book, the kid maybe crossed the line and was in the wrong. But you know what? We don't have to put harsh penalties for every damn thing that goes awry in society in somebody's life.
You know, I'm a retired teacher, and I found out through my years that when people are doing the wrong thing, there's some reason for it. People are innately good people. They really are. And when they are doing things like that, there's something behind it. And we just have to figure it out and help them, not crucify them.
Yeah.
And I especially when it's a special needs kid.
Yep.
Because they don't always put that together.
Yep.
You know, they do the best they can with what they got. But, you know, they go through school with a lot of help and assistance, and now they're in the adult world and maybe they don't have that help.
Yep.
Somebody to just say, hey, you can't do that.
Yep.
And, you know, I just feel really bad, and I'm just really mad at our country right now because we're so heartless.
Yeah, we are.
We want to win. We want to win and be right and be mean.
Yep. Hey, thanks
and
to the phone.
We want to call people names.
Yeah, and thanks to the phone call from Sandy in Lakeville. And first off, Sandy, I love you to death because, you know, you're a former teacher. So you know how I feel about people in the field of education. Let me say this, and I'm not blaming the officer at all. Okay, but in the article, when asked if Dennison had any of the allegedly stolen items on his person, the manager said before the meeting that the teenager had eaten a portion of chicken in the break room, which is just, okay, whatever. All right, he was put in the back of the police vehicle, taken to the local precinct. He was booked for minor theft. The arresting officer attempted to calm him down during the trip, the footage shows. The officer said this, quote, "We do things a little differently than a lot of departments. We kind of help people out." I'm not blaming the officer for this entire what went down. I blame the manager. I will say this, though. If I was the officer, you know what I would have done, though? Quite honestly, I would have said to the manager, is this that big of a deal?
Is it worth it?
Seriously, is this worth it? You want me to take this kid in? Because I'm willing to cover the $110. If you are out $110 of product that you are not actually going to really serve, because it's almost like you know how like you have the delis and then at the end of the evening or whatever, or later in the, you're not going to use all the chicken strips. You're not going to have, or you're not going to sell. You're going to toss them away.
It's going to be waste.
It's going to be waste. If it was me, and let me repeat again, I'm not blaming the officer at all, but I probably would have been like, I don't really think that this is that big of a deal for you to want me to take this kid down to the precinct.
I mean, if the manager wants to press charges, I understand technically the officer is going to have to detain the young man and bring him down. To me, this is a manager that was looking for a reason to get rid of this young man, was not in tune with this person, did not care about this person. And it completely lacks empathy.
And the text line from the 651, they say, "I suspect the manager wanted to fire the kid, and the food gave him a convenient excuse to justify
it." This is for cause now.
All right, let's take a phone call from Jeff in Sauk Rapids. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Henry, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. It kind of went in and out a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, years back, it was in the 80s. I was managing a restaurant, and it was reported to me that one of our cooks was pilfering food. So I kind of looked after it, and sure enough, I caught her. And I asked her about it directly, and she said she was taking food home because her kids weren't getting enough to eat. Mm. And I said, now at that time, we had a daily lunch special for $4.99. And I said, well, I tell you what, I was considering you for a raise. Let's do it this way. Every day, you take home two lunch specials, feed your kids. That's your race.
Yep.
And it worked for.
It's a work. Jeff, it's a workaround. It's a workaround. You are able to compromise with the employee, and you're able to try to make the best of the situation.
Yeah, and actually, in the in the industry, I mean, $4.99, that's $10 a day. It probably costs us $3 or $4,
mm-hmm.
maybe $5. You know, but best is. After about 2 months, the ownership caught on to it, and they fired me.
Yeah. Wow. Man, I tell you, thanks to the phone call from Jeff and Stark Rapids. Thanks for having a heart. And thanks for looking for solutions. Because to me, that's what this should have been about. It should have been about trying to find a solution. I'm going to give you a perfect example. And I'm just mentioning this because this is a real-life situation that I was a part of, that I did. I don't want any credit. It's just, I'm bringing it up because to me, it was about me trying to find a solution. So for a couple of years back, I want to say maybe like 2009 and 10 or 10 and 11, at a school that I was working at, there were kids that just free lunch, I mean, low income, had nothing. The meals that they were provided at school were the meals they knew they would get, and there was no telling what they were going to be left with later in the evening with mom or dad at work, maybe at home alone with their siblings, whatever, taking care of people. I mean, and have no money. I encountered and saw situations where kids needed the food from the lunch so that they could use it as leftovers later. And there's these technically the, well, you can't take this out of lunchroom. You can't do this. I get all that, right? So what I did was I was able to connect trying to find a solution to the problem, hungry kids, where I was able to connect with a vendor and I was able to get a lot of free snacks. And when I say a lot of free snacks, I'm talking about pallets of snacks, pallets of fruit bars, pallets of granola bars, pallets of stuff for kids. That's how we try to go about this, looking for the solutions to problems, not creating another problem. Because that's what this manager just did. He created another problem for this kid. And now this kid is in the New York Post, and his name is viral because of this. What the manager has done. Text line. Target stores manage their security that way also to build a bigger case against shoppers, which I agree is wrong. From the 715. Henry, I'm pissed. We have an autistic grandson. How can that manager?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Not confront him and train him right off the bat when he saw this. It's hatred and he should be fired. That was so mean. What he did, I'm sick to my stomach. Man, I just... It's amazing. 651-461-9226. We got to check in with Shaletta Brundage. The fair has started. She's got something really cool that's happening this weekend that she wants to talk about. She's going to be at the Great Minnesota Get-Together this Saturday doing her show. Shaletta Brundage, she joins us next year on The Lake Show. We know she's going to have her a ball at the Great Minnesota Get-Together. Shaletta Brundage, host of Shaletta Show, joins us now, courtesy of the John Schuster Call Banker Hotline. Shaletta, sounds like you got something up your sleeve this weekend. You are working with the Hennepin County Voter Engagement folks. Tell everybody a little bit about what you're doing.
So, I'm here to settle a debate. Okay. Because I'm tired of talking about it. Okay. Everybody has their favorites. Oh my God. Everybody loves Vanita. She's my favorite host at CCO. Oh my God. I love Henry Lake. They had people at the Saturday taking pictures by your picture. Okay. I was like, hey.
No.
I have pictures of it. I have receipts.
Wait, you have pictures of people, receipts. Of people doing what by what?
I have people, pictures of people taking pictures by your picture at the fair.
No,
okay.
No, that's not true.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Text me one at the end of this interview so I know.
No, so for real. Like, it was an elderly black couple. They were so cute. I think they knew you from back in the day.
Okay.
And they were like, oh, there go Henry. I said, you know what? Forget Henry. I should be your favorite show host. I'm here. You don't know who I am? And they were like, baby, what's your name again? Sharika. What is it again? Do you have a show? And so I was like, you know, I'm sick of this. So I called my friends over at Hennepin County Voter Engagement, and I said, don't y'all have these express vote machines that y'all trying to get everybody to use right now, trying to get the word out about how they work? Well, let's do this. Let's get a ballot, right? And let's put all the WCCO radio hosts on this ballot. And then during my show on Saturday from noon to 2, people can come by and then they can vote for their favorite WCCO radio personality, right? And so everybody's name is on it. The weekend people, the midday people, the nighttime people, the morning people. So it's me and Steve and Blois and you and Vanita and Jason and Chad. Everybody's name is on this list and people can come. And so I'm going to be working. Okay, before you think I'm going to be cheating, because I already know what you're thinking. I already know you. I know you're thinking I'm going to be cheating.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be on the stage working. The people at Hennepin County Voter Engagement, Nathan and Carl, they're going to be manning the machine. They have the ballots. These are real ballots. They're going to be passing out the ballots to people, and people are going to be voting, and then they're going to put the ballot in the little container. And then at 2 o'clock, they're going to go back into the booth, and they're going to count it up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not going to touch it. See, look, I already know
what's going on. This is already that Elon Musk stuff. I already know what you're doing. you think you're playing. You think you can hustle a hustler. Come on now.
No, you know,
I'm from the north side. I know you got some stuff up your sleeve.
And see, and
I know you're from Houston, so I know you got some shady in you.
you know what? So
where you
so,
from? Fifth so Ward? Knew, where you from? Fifth Ward?
I am from Fifth Ward.
Okay.
So because I knew you were going to question.
Do you know Willie D?
Integrity. I do. And Bushwick Bill and Scarface. And
rest
Paul
in peace
Walker.
To Bushwick.
But so because I knew you were going to question my integrity, I asked Steve Thompson to read the results. Now, Steve is a very honest and humble and upright and noble man. Steve is a person who will come 30 minutes out and do a whole somebody else's show because they had a car wreck on the way to work and won't complain about it, okay, and apologize and ask you how you're doing later. That's who Steve is. And anybody who says they got a problem with Steve, I'm going to bust them upside the head with a bag of nickels. So Steve at 2:55 is going to read the results. So from 12 to 2, you get all your fans, if they really love you like they say they do, they could come over to the WCCO radio booth this Saturday from 12 to 2 and vote for Henry Lake. If you know, that's their flavor. And then or they can vote for me, or they can vote for Chad or Dan.
But you said at the beginning of this segment that they should be voting for you.
They should be voting for me, yes. But I'm just saying, I'm on your show, so I'm empowering your listeners and your fans to come out and vote for you. Because what I don't want to happen is you know, I don't want someone else to win, and then you don't get any votes. Like, I don't want it to be said that, like, Henry got 8 votes or something like that. So, you know, because I'm reading the votes.
I'm thankful.
I want everybody to know.
I'm thankful. Know. I'm thankful. I'm like Marshawn Lynch. I'm thankful. I'm like Marshawn Lynch. I mean, really, to be honest with you, if I wanted to pull the wool over everybody and pull an Elon Musk, you know what I could do? I could just show up, because if I show up, all the ladies are going to come and vote for me. And
oh
then I'll shut it down. That will shut it down.
And you know what?
I could come out there and I could just be giving away buckets of Sweet Martha's cookies. And the ladies would be coming up to me, taking pictures with me. I shut it down.
I'm not going to try to give you no tips because I want to win this thing. But if you really wanted to win, you should just go down Carnes and Underwood and just spray Tom Ford cologne in the air and just walk it back to CCO. And all the ladies would be like, who is that? Oh, my God. Where'd he go? Oh, we're voting. Now, who was smelling like, oh, who I need to vote for?
Yeah.
See, that's how you would get.
I could put on some of my best cologne and show up with like 10 of those dill pickle pizzas and just be like, and then ladies, if you're listening, if you want me to feed you the slice, I can feed you a slice.
See, I need you to go down to the fruit barn and get some peaches, baby. Them peaches came today from Georgia, and they came on a first class plane.
To all the ladies listening, if you want Henry Lake to feed you cheese curds, I will feed you. Just lay that tongue out there, and I'll feed you a cheese curd.
See, look at him.
Vote for me,
right? Look, Chris Tubbs in the background.
Vote for me.
How I'm gonna compete with that? What I'm supposed to do? Taxes?
And I smell good.
I can't compete with that.
I smell good, I look good, and I'm down 21 pounds for the summer. What you talking about?
And I was going to say, and all the weight you lost, I found.
Hey,
I'm going to have to go after the Mr. Rufus's of the world.
Shaletta, what you talking about? You ain't talking about nothing.
We going to settle this once and for all. Who is everybody's favorite WCCO radio host?
I don't think you heard Kendrick talking to you. He said, what you talking about? And you ain't talking about nothing.
I'm not, because I believe I got a good chance to win this. Okay. I see how y'all try to push me to the side, like y'all got y'all little stinky billboard up and everybody's pictures on there except for the Weekend Crew. I notice I'm not up there. Susie's not up there.
Hey, what that got to do with that is a Brad Lane issue.
Sorry. You are part of the system.
How am I part of the system? I fight the power.
Okay, Chuck D.
I'm not in the house.
Uh-huh.
I'm in the field.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, my friend Don Stoner from Augsburg, he has a legitimate question. If we can't be there at the fair on Saturday, can we vote absentee?
Mail-in voting.
Absentee voting. There's no mail-in voting.
Oh, okay.
Vote. No, sir.
Okay,
no, sir.
Putin.
No,
okay,
sir.
DT.
You have to be there.
Oh, see,
okay?
Here you go.
You have to be there. And one vote per person. So you can't send your cousin Okay, Augsburg, you can't send your cousin or a brother or a friend and say, you know what, he couldn't be here today, but he wanted to cast his vote for Henry Lake. I don't think so. Get you a ticket, hop on that parking ride, and meet me at the fair on Saturday, okay? And we will be watching. We have some little stamps. We have some little stickers. You know, the little I voted stickers. We got some stickers, okay? And if you have voted already, we're going to be looking for that sticker. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
and
won't be no hanging chads. Hey, won't be no dead people voting. Not on my watch.
In all seriousness, this is to test out something, right?
Of course it is.
Yeah.
To test out how popular I am and how much better I am than everybody. How much people love me more than they love y'all. Duh.
Shaletta, there's one thing you do know. You know this, and you ain't the only one to know this. The other person knows this is Susie Jones and others. Even ask Laura Oaks. They've all talked about it on air. When I come through smelling good, I shut it down.
Well, I'm just going to say.
One woman that's on the airwaves right now once said she got pregnant by my cologne.
They said that you can't be there. Because it's
who said I can't be there?
They said what they call it, meddling. It's election interference. It's election interference if you come. It's election interference if you show up with the time for it. That's all I know. Okay.
No, we didn't move on from Time 4. Time 4 is a thing in the past.
What you doing now?
We on another level. What you talking about? Time 4? Come on. I've been there, done that.
Oh, my God.
So, okay, wait. Are you telling me that I can't show up at the WCCO booth this weekend? Is that what you're telling me?
What I'm saying is.
Don't make me Gavin Newsom, you.
It's not your shift.
Don't make me Gavin. You trying to be Texas because you from Texas, and I'm about to be Gavin Newsom on you.
We redistricting. You are weekday nights. Saturday afternoon is my time, Mr. Henry Lake. Oh, my God.
By the way, are the kids going to be there?
The kids are going to be there. The kids are always there. I always had the kids with me. They're going to be there. They're going to be at the booth with the elections folks. Making sure that nobody votes twice, making sure no dead people show up, making sure nobody comes.
See, here
like
you go with
board.
Here you go with that dead people stuff. You really riding this GOP thing hard, ain't you? Look at you. Okay, Don
well,
Jr. Okay, Don.
The
GOP. Hey, really, really, no, because that's real talk. The GOP booth is right next door to WCCO.
Door.
We are right in the middle of the GOP booth and the Sweet Marthas. I think that this is calculated. I think that one of the reasons why I'm not scheduled to be at the fair tonight is I think they think I'm going to crash out.
Oh, for sure. Oh, it's so easy to crash out. I was there today, and I looked at all the pictures that I took, and every single picture had Sweet Martha's cookies in it. I was like, how did this happen? I mean, we just walk in and eat. I mean, because it's right there. It's so convenient. And Sweet Martha, you know, she'll send over buckets, you know, unannounced. Like, go take some of this over to the radio station.
So you know what? My phone is blowing up. I got a lot of people texting me talking about they're going to go vote for me, so.
Y'all stay home.
Hey, to all the ladies at Manny's Steakhouse in the W, to all the ladies out at Shakopee at the Boardwalk, to all of you out there, to the Jans in Greenwood, everybody, make sure that when you are at the fair on Saturday, turn her down. Vote for Henry Lake. Please vote for Henry Lake. See, you can't even hear Shaletta right now because we muted her. That's how we roll on this show. All right, bring her back up.
That's so cold. That's so cold blooded. I'm in there screaming, talking about don't pop me down. Listen, okay? Don't you come because it's not your shift, okay? And don't be trying to do a shuttle bus. I don't want to see your face on the side of a shuttle bus coming from Shakopee with a bus full of women looking for you to feed them cheese curds or pick a pizza, trying to figure out where the time for cologne is so they can come vote. I don't want to see a bus full of women with your face on the side.
See, you need to stop. I'm gonna send Dream Girls and Augies down there. Anyway, enough of us.
They're not gonna get through the metal detector.
Enough of us acting a fool here. Real quickly, you got anything special for the show on Saturday?
I do. I'm so excited. So we've got lots of amazing guests. Some of my friends from North Point Health and Wellness are going to come. Because, Henry, this is what I didn't realize. the kids getting ready to go back to school, mm-hmm. I have not gotten them their physicals. I have not gotten them, you know, their clearance to play sports. I have not checked their hearing. And you know how important that is for the kids with autism. And I have not done their vision or dental exams. Like I've been so busy working and trying to come up with these creative ideas to figure out how I'm going to prove to y'all that I'm the favorite WCCO radio host, that I had not gotten down there to get my kids checked and get them ready for school. And so my friends from North Point are going to come and talk about, you know, what parents can do if they haven't done that yet and where they can go and how they can get their kids checked and tested and all that good stuff. Because, you know, we just can't have the kids going back to school without the asthma action plan, without the allergy information, without the hearing being checked, the eyes being checked, get that dental exam. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit. And, you know, my friends at Frazier, they have a house there for kids who have autism, who get a lot of sensory issues. They want to go to the fair. The parents want to take them, or they have siblings who are normal developing. And so the whole family's going, and the child who has special needs, you know, is frustrated or crashes out. And so Frazier has a house where kids can go and come back to baseline. And this year they took it up a notch. They got some therapy dogs, so we're gonna be talking about that.
The Shaletta Show this coming Saturday, live at the Great Minnesota Get Together, the Minnesota State Fair, from noon until 3. The voting will take place from noon until 2. Vote Henry Lake, and they'll tabulate my winning
Shaletta
votes.
Brundage,
at
BRU. BRU.
All right, talk to you, sis.
All right, love you.
All right, love you, too. All right, we got to take a break because we're way over on the clock, and then we'll talk to Matthew Collar at the top of the hour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.